We've been considering the words of Jesus. We're looking at the parables in our morning meetings. But then I also made a list of words that Jesus spoke to disciples, to his disciples. I guess it was the staff devotional that inspired me to consider what Jesus says. And it's right for us to consider what Jesus says to his disciples, because we all want to be his disciples. And so the other morning we considered that word, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And tonight, just briefly, I'd like to look at another wonderful word of Jesus. He says, come unto me. We find that in Matthew chapter 11. And it's good if we open our Bibles and look at that, just a few verses there. Matthew 11. Hallelujah. Beginning at verse 25, it says, at that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for it seemed a good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. What a wonderful invitation that comes to us to come. Who is the one who offers? Who is the one who invites us to come? It's Jesus himself. Jesus says, come to me. Come to me, all who are weary. Anyone like that? Heavy laden? We found that life isn't always, what's the expression, a bed of roses? I don't know really what that means, because there's a lot of thorns on the rose bush. But life's not always easy. And even after we give our lives to Christ, we find that we face difficulties and things come our way that are not easy. But Jesus invites us to come to him. And when we're weary, when we're tired, when we feel we can't go any further, when the burden seems too much, he says, come to me. I will give you rest. We read last night that little article by Sister Robinson, and it talked about how just getting into his presence would make a world of difference. If we could just get alone with him, we would find that he would refresh us, that he would give us rest. But then he goes on and he says this, take my yoke upon you. What do you think that means? Or what does that have to do with anything? How does that connect with rest? Coming to Jesus. What's the yoke? Or what is a yoke? No farmers here? No? You're all from New York or the city? What's the yoke for? Is that what they put around the two oxen or whatever the animals may be? And usually it's in pairs, right? And they have to pull together. They have to work together. I wonder if that's what Jesus is talking about here. We're not our own. We don't go our own way. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. One of the reasons that God has given us his word is so that we can obey it. Did you know that? And when Jesus says, learn of me, I think he wants us to pay attention to the things he said. The commands he gave and the life that he lived. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. I don't know if we talk too much about meekness or what it means to be meek. I don't know if anyone has recently said about someone else, that's a meek person. Or I don't know if anyone's ever said that about me. They've said some other things about me. Usually not that you're meek. But is that a quality that we ought to desire? To be meek? Well, that's what Jesus says. That's what I'm like. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. I think that the idea of meekness means that I'm willing to be taught. Are you willing to accept correction? Do you like it when someone tells you that you're doing something wrong? We don't like that. And yet Jesus says, I'm meek. Whatever the Father tells me to do, that's what I do. I don't do my own will. I don't do my own thing. I don't say my own words. What the Father gives me to say, that's what I say. The work that my Father has given me to do, that's what I do. I'm meek and lowly in heart. I think we could equate that thought, lowly in heart, with humility. That's another thing that maybe it would be nice if people said that about us. That's a real humble person. That person is clothed with humility. Not proud, not seeking attention, not wanting people to look at me, see how great I am. But to be lowly in heart. And Jesus, when he walked upon the earth, he associated with those that were or maybe the outcasts, the ones that were called sinners and the ones that were poor. Are we willing to walk with Jesus to be lowly, lowly in heart? And he goes on to say, then you will find rest unto your souls. I think that's something maybe a little different than the first rest. Rest unto your souls. That means, I believe that we've stopped trying to be something. And we've stopped trying to be good. We've stopped trying to maybe earn God's favor. God doesn't call us to be busy doing things. God wants us to learn to rest in him and allow him to do the work in us and through us. He wants us to depend upon him, not upon our own strength, not upon our own wisdom, intelligence, talent, whatever we think we have been endowed with, but God wants us to depend upon him, just like Jesus depended upon the Father. Learn of me. Come, be my disciple, and I'll show you the way to find rest unto your souls. It's to walk in humility, to walk in meekness. In the Old Testament, the prophet says, what is it that God requires of you? What is it that God wants? What is it? Now, Brother Eddie knows. Right. Now it's I'm trying to get it right. So Brother Eddie, help me. Amen. Can you say it just a little louder so that...
to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with our God.
Yes. And that was the thought. To walk humbly with our God, right? And so as we go about our day here at Pilgrim Camp, is this a good place to learn to walk humbly with our God? We have to learn to work with one another. You find that easy? Everyone's nice, right? Right, Brittany? But there are times that we need to take God's grace and humble ourselves and choose to be lowly in heart like Jesus. And he does that in us. He works in us. He changes us. He says here at the end, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." And although I said that at times life is not easy, but when we're together in this with Jesus and we allow him to lead us and we do his will, we desire to please him, then we find that his yoke is easy, his burden is light. It's not hard. It's not hard to serve Jesus, is it, Sister Martha? No. It's a joy. It's a joy. It's a wonderful life when we give all to Jesus and we live for him. Now, I'd encourage you to read it. I'm not going to read it with you, but in the little book I gave you, there's an article entitled "The Valley." Now, don't look at it now. I want you to do that when you have time later. But it's entitled "The Valley Where God Is." The Valley Where God Is. Interesting title, right? Now you want to find out what it says. But there, it's some teaching on humility and learning to come down and humble ourselves before God. And we find that when we do that, God is there. That's when we find rest. That's where God meets us. There's a song in our camp books, it's, "Humble thyself and the Lord will draw near thee. Humble thyself and his presence will cheer thee. He will not walk with the proud or the scornful. Humble thyself to walk with God." What does God require of you? That we walk humbly with our God. And so we want to come to Jesus, don't we? He invites us to come. "All who are weary, heavy laden, come, I'll give you rest. Just lay your burden down." Learn of me. I'm meek, lowly in heart. You'll find rest for your souls. Inwardly, Lord, help us to stop trying. But help us, Lord, to surrender to you and to place ourselves in your hands. Lord, you must work in us. You must change us. Jesus, live out your life in us. We want to learn of you. Spirit of God, my teacher be, showing the things of Christ to me. And so we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Bible. And I pray, Lord, that you would write your words upon our hearts, that the word of Christ would dwell in us in all wisdom. Lord, that we would know how to live, how to walk before you, how to please you. And Lord, help us to begin right here at Pilgrim Camp. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. I thank you for all those that serve in this place, all those that willingly give of themselves. And Lord, I pray that as they are here, that you would truly teach us your way. Lord, we want to learn of you. We want to be like you. So, Lord, we open our hearts. And again, we want to just give ourselves fully to you. Have your way, Lord. Let your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah. You recall what our sister Martha said? That there was a time in her life when she covenanted to be the Lord's. I'm His. And she settled it. I'm His. And there was that response. And the Lord said, "You're mine." And that call comes to us. I've heard it daily as I've been here. He's still calling. He wants us for Himself, us for Himself, that He might show forth His praises in us. The virtues of Christ show forth His grace. The world needs to see that. And so, let's do it, shall we? Settle it. Henceforth, unto Him, this one who died for me and rose again and offers Himself to me in fullness, to be my eternal portion, I want to respond with all my heart. And that you have to do within the privacy of your heart. You know, the other day I had you stand. If you wanted to follow Jesus, will you stand with me? And everyone stood. And then I wondered, I should have carried that a little bit forward. You know what you did? You stood. But what was the understanding that you had? The fact that you stood. You really want to follow Jesus? Do you really want to be His? Oh, Lord, thank You for calling us, inviting us to come to You. Lord Jesus, You have a good design, an eternal purpose over our lives, and we are responding. We are responding. And I mentioned that if we don't respond to His call, it becomes a little more difficult next time. And so let's covenant. Can you make a covenant with the Lord to be His? Oh, Lord Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank You, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. We're responding tonight. Take us, Lord. Fill us with Yourself, that we might show forth Christ, that You may be revealed in us. Praise the Lord. I am Thine, O Lord. I have heard Thy voice, and it told Thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to Thee. Draw me nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where Thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to Thy precious living side. Consecrate me, Lord, to Thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and it will be lost in Thine. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where Thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to Thy precious living side. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. You are working. You are drawing.
Yes, Lord.
Sometimes it doesn't just happen overnight, but it takes time. I was thinking of this hymn that we sang. I think it's the fellow's name is Newell. His father was a minister, and this fellow was wayward. And so he thought it might be well if he went to Moody Bible Institute. And he called the president and asked if his son could come. He said, well, we're not a reformatory. We're a Bible school. And so, well, he insisted. And so he said he has to come under one condition, that every day I have a session with him, if he comes. But, you know, it took years before that fellow got the light. And God, the Lord, was able to reveal himself to him. That's his testimony that we sang at Calvary. Years I spent in vanity and pride. But now I've given to Jesus everything.
Hallelujah.
Let it be our experience. What do you think?
Amen.
What do you think? There are no regrets. No regrets. Oh, Lord, set us into your will. Be thou glorified in our lives. Amen.
Lord bless you. Whether you go or stay, but let's spend some time before the Lord considering what we've heard tonight. God bless you.